Rokon Show with Anna DeBlantis on 720 WGN. And this music can mean only one thing. Time for Carrie Wood. See? And that's what you're looking for, right? That's the good walk on music you're looking for?
Love it. Love it. That's Happy Thursday, guys. How are we doing?
Happy good. Thursday to you.
Gary.
All right. So now, I was going to make Kevin ask a question, but I'm going to man up. How does it feel to have your record tied last night?
What do you mean? What record?
Haven't been asked that yet, I'm sure.
No, I think it's great. That's what records are made to be broken. I think it's great. I think
it hasn't been broken yet, though.
Yeah, I thought he had a chance for 21. He was right there. I wasn't at a place where I could watch it on TV, but I was watching it on my iPad, and just by the way things looked, I felt like he was going to get 21. But we got to roll over to third, and he had a great night.
Carrie, considering there's only been five pitchers to do it, the 20 strikeout performance, is it a greater feat than, say, a no-hitter or even a perfect game?
I mean, I guess, you know, percentage-wise, I guess the chances it's happened less than those other things. So, I don't know. I think it's a cool thing, right? It's a cool honor. It's a day where everybody that's done it was one of those days that they got locked in and stars were aligned and the ball was coming out and, you know, I got a few calls. I'm sure there's some breaks on the other games as well, but it's just one of those things. It happens it's so rare to see it, but so cool when it happens.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. And you had to also really empathize with the feeling of these guys as they're doing this, because it's got to be in your head, right? As it's happening, it's sort of like that no-hitter thing. People don't want to talk about it, but you're also aware of it.
Well, yeah. See, I mean, I don't know if they were counting Ks and strikeouts when he was doing it, but I would imagine that it's all over the scoreboard and at the stadium there where he was at, showing how many, keeping track. So it was probably hard for him to ignore. I didn't know how I had 20. I knew I had a bunch, but I didn't know I had 20. So I wasn't counting. They were trying to do the Ks out in the outfield, but I don't think they had 20. So I wasn't counting and didn't know, but I'm sure Max had an idea of what he was going out there with for the ninth inning.
I know, and the K's forwards and backwards mean different things, but sometimes the K's were upside down, as I recall, when they were doing yours.
When you had a couple
of... Yeah, because they were in the bleachers, and there was some drinking.
It's hard to tell sometimes what it is, what letter it is. Forgive me for not knowing, were you at home at the time it happened, Carrie? Was this with you?
Yes, we were Wrigley, yes.
Yeah, so then the crowd had to be telling you it in another way. I mean, you had to feel that energy.
The energy started in like the sixth, seventh inning, and you know you're racking up a bunch of strikeouts, and they're counting. You're just kind of getting into the rhythm and feeding off that energy, and you know, you go out for the ninth. For me personally, it was my fifth start in the big league, so I had never gone nine innings before, and I'd never thrown I had never had a start where I didn't walk anybody, so I was doing two things that were new to me anyways going out there for that ninth inning. So you know, when I finished it off and the game was over, I was more fired up about not walking anybody. And didn't really realize I had 20 until the post-game interview.
Wow.
Wow.
One moment.
Well, see? See, you know, I know back in the day, they were selling a telegraph at that point to let them know what was actually going on.
Yeah, you didn't have
here.
An iPad. Yeah. You know, texting wasn't as strong.
All right, so let me ask you this question. Now, this is kind of interesting. The Cubs, because of the crazy weather here these last couple of days, they ended up having to play a doubleheader yesterday, early game, 1 o'clock game, and then the 7 o'clock game. And they lost both. Which is the first time, right? I think of the season they lost two consecutive.
Yeah, that's the first consecutive.
First time two consecutive. And is it better to have that happen on one day, so that you can sort of get back up on your feet for, you know, your trip tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you have to have it happen, it's nice to get to knock them out in one day and not lose 2 days in a row. But we get a nice little off day today, and you know, we got a big series coming up against Pittsburgh. This is a team that we're going to have to fight them the whole way down the stretch. So. We got to have a big series, and we just got to win series. We don't have to sweep. We just got to win. We got to win the series, and we've been doing that all year long, which is why we are where we are. But the Milwaukee trip after that, we got a 3-dayer in Milwaukee that we've got to go in and beat those teams, the last place teams. We as an absolute must. Big series coming up this weekend.
All right, now let's talk about what you do in those times when you have to do the. It's not the twilight doubleheader where you got a 3 o'clock and a 7 o'clock start, which that seems to make a lot of sense. You just keep going, but when you have a 1 o'clock start and then the game's over about 4 o'clock, you got to wait 3 hours for the next one. Now you have a nice locker room, right? Or they have a nice facility that they can go to. Do they stay in the stadium, or do they what do you do in between?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what this crew does. They may have little pods that shoot them out, and they can go. Who knows what they've got in this clubhouse?
They have a lot of fun.
They've got a whole party room. It's a nightclub down there.
Yeah, they had a blast. They had a great time in the in between games. No, normally you just hang out, and guys will probably get treatment they need, and guys will hop in. Now they can get in the cryo machine or the float thing, or get a haircut. They got a little barbershop in there, so.
That's amazing. That
was the 4 hours in between is rough. It's rough on everybody, but guys stay ready, and there's plenty inside in the facilities for these guys to have what they need.
Kerry, I got to ask you about Jake Arrieta's comments today and his contract. He signed through 2017, but he talked to a reporter saying that, you know, you want to be paid how your peers are being paid. Same agent, Strasburg, signed a $200 million extension, long-term deal. Arrieta was also asked, you know, are you going to be okay with the hometown discount? He said no. So it's leading a lot of people in the sports world to say, is there going to be a contract showdown? What happens next? What happens with Arrieta for the future? Try to lock him down with this team for years to come.
You know, you would like to hope and know that that's going to get done. First of all, this is why people don't talk about contracts during the season. I think it's horrible that he should be is even being asked these questions, and he probably should just deflect it and say it'll take care of itself, and I'll answer those at the end of the year. But there's a lot going on in the season right now. Their team's playing great. He's obviously able to stay focused on it, and he's an open guy. He talks freely and answers questions. So that's the kind of guy he is. He's straightforward, and Jake's going to get paid no matter what. But obviously, you want to see him stay in a Chicago uniform for a long time. So, I know that we're going to do the best we can to get that done.
He's due for free agency after next season. By the way,
right.
After the 2017.
After 2017.
Right. Yes. Mm-hmm. Kerry, if you mentioned him, shouldn't even be talking about it right now. And Jake's sort of he said that he said he was uncomfortable talking about it in the locker room. If a player was ever talking about their contract or negotiations in the locker room, did that bother you as a player?
You know, I never really dealt with that. We never really had anybody that had it open and was talking about that stuff when it was going on. I think times are different, though. You can't get away from that stuff with social media, and you know it's out there. The conversation's being had on a daily basis. So, I think guys are professional. They know what they're there to do their job, and it is a game, but it also is their job, and they're professional about it. So far, I think Jake's handling it well, but I definitely would like to see the questions stop and let's see him focus on trying to win another 22 games this year.
And he said that too. He said, you know, I'd like to get this out of the way and just keep going and focusing on what matters, to be fair. But he is being
asked.
You know,
he doesn't want to talk about that a year
no.
and a half.
Right.
I mean, a year and a half before it's even a possibility. So, yeah, I agree. And I think he's going to be able to separate the two.
Well, there's two things that happen there too, right? I mean, as a performer, as an athlete, you want to strike while the iron is hot, right? You don't want to get cold. You don't want to, you know, God forbid, you know, you tweak something or whatever. And, there's those kinds of things. He's as hot as a pitcher could possibly be, right? And therefore, he would certainly like if, you know, this would be a moment to strike. And I'm sure the agents are looking at it the same way. And, you know, agents have a very funny way of doing this, too, because they have a funny way of indicating that, hey, I know, Bubby, I know you're going to be just fine, but by some chance, if for anything that should go wrong in the future, that we should lock down now what
right.
we can get.
Sure.
And that's where
you've had a few experiences with agents, Rome.
That's exactly what my agent says to me at every phone call. So it's like I know that there's got to be some amount of stress in that, and you do want to compartmentalize, right?
Well, yeah, and too, listen, it goes both ways. If he was. You know, 2-4 right now with a 3.9 or a 4.2 ERA, you know, he wouldn't be wanting to sign right now. The Cubs would be trying to lock him up for, you know, get it while he's
right. Everybody takes advantage.
You know what you have as a pitcher. You know what he's going to give you.
Mm-hmm.
He proved it last year. He's doing it again this year. He's in a tree. He is at the top of his game, and he's going to stay there, and he's strong as an ox. So you know what you're going to have for the next few years. So it does go both ways, but I get it, but I know that he doesn't want to be dealing with this stuff during the season, but that's what you get. I mean, I'm You know, that's when you have, when Boris is your agent, there's a lot of talk about that all the time with you.
Bubby, please. I don't stop talking to the media, Bubby. Hey,
is that how he talks?
I don't know. That's how my agent talks. Okay. I only have a certain number of voices, Anna. You know that.
I know.
So now, Carrie, I guess I want to ask you about this PED thing, because Major League Baseball is about to announce. I mean, we're expecting it this week, so maybe tomorrow. Some other suspensions, maybe season-long suspensions, or even worse, for some players who've popped positive. And, you know, my sense is, we talked about this a little bit earlier in the season, that era is behind us in the main. How disappointing is this to you that guys are still popping?
It's, you know, how long have they been getting away with it? Are we that far behind? Is the testing that far behind? Because I was under the impression that the testing is as strong as it is in any sport. And, you know, I think all we can do at this stage in the game is, we've got the toughest testing that we have out there of any professional sport. We have to let it do its job. I mean, if it's popping people, it's popping them. But obviously, people are still taking stuff if we're still catching them. So that's the bigger problem to me. But yeah, you know, I'm surprised every time someone gets busted. I'm surprised that anyone still is giving it a shot. So,
Carrie, should the punishment or the suspensions be more severe than they are?
You know, I think that's something that they're going to have to talk about. The owners are going to have to talk about that. The players' union, the players are going to have to sit down the next agreement and talk about this. This is going to be a big subject. This is going to be a big topic for discussion. So, something they'll all get together and hopefully work it out and see what it is. If people are still trying, then maybe the punishment isn't enough.
Yeah, it really seems to me to be a situation where you would think, based on what has been seen here, especially Hall of Fame, mm-hmm. kind of, you know, aversion to this, that there are guys, if they can get away, if they feel that they are existing in an environment which they can get away without doing performance-enhancing drugs, then they would try not to do them. And it does seem like there's other ways around this. You know, the Jake Arrieta model is an interesting one, right? Because this is a guy who's as fit as any human being could possibly be. And he could do like a one finger, like, you know, yoga position, right, where he's floating in air. I mean, he's
mentally too.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Right.
Yeah,
I mean, there's a big, there, you know, there's that whole piece of this as well. And so you just kind of hope for the best here. But I don't know, you know, tell me if I'm wrong here, but it's like, I think that the feeling of a lot of players is, well, if they're doing it, I got to do it.
Yeah, but weren't we already there? I mean, I thought that era already came and went. You know, I thought we've already done that. I just don't know. I feel like, I'm surprised every time they say they've got a list and someone got busted again. It still is, you know, how dumb can you be, first of all? And or is the punishment enough to stop these guys from trying to time it where they get a big contract and or whatever they're doing, but or are they that cocky, thinking that what they're taking can't be detected?
Right. Well, there's,
you know, one of the two.
They're being told that maybe by some guy. Or I like this new thing where if they eat enough Mexican meat, they're going to pop for something. Hey, I love this because I know you hit a few home runs as a pitcher. You're pretty good at bat guy, in National League style pitcher. But this is Bartolo Colon.
Oh my gosh!
He becomes. Did you see this? Did you see the home run?
I haven't seen it yet, but I did hear about it.
Okay. So he hits the home run. First, he becomes the oldest player in Major League history to...
And he looks so much older than he even is. What is he, 42? He's,
I believe, 42, maybe
42-ish?
Even older than that.
Right.
So he's 51.
Right, exactly. So, right, that's right.
What was you know how this works, Carrie.
Yeah, birth certificates, Caribbean birth certificates. But anyway, Bartolo Colon, you know, hits his first Major League home run, oldest guy ever to do that. And then it takes him 33 seconds to round the bases. They might have as well gotten him one of those, like, rascals, you know, to go around the bases with, to kind of do that. Because it was like, I mean, it was like a funny moment.
It is. Yeah.
Big boy
goes
deep.
It only took him that long because he didn't want to get to play a game. He would have taken longer if he would have liked, for sure.
And then his teammate, Noah Syndergaard, hit two last night. Pitcher hit two home runs last night. So the Mets have great pitching staff, but clearly they can hit as well. So
yeah,
it's a fun team to watch.
That is a fun team to watch. And I'll tell you, nothing would make me happier. All right, you know, now, Carrie, I'm going to ask you, is it too early to talk
oh
about
my gosh,
the Subway
here's the question.
Series?
It's a little early, I think.
Yeah, all right, okay. But I don't think it's too early to talk about what a fun rivalry it is going to be. And this is so great because, you know, Cubs fans love this rivalry going back to 1969. The Cubs and the Mets, man, that to me, I know the Cardinals are the big rivalry, but to me, when you get out of the division, you go out into the East, and it's at that even like in those mid-80s, right? You know, in the strawberry years of the Mets and the Cubs. I mean, that was such great stuff. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Well, there's a good history there, and you know, if we take care of our division, that's who we're gonna continue that history here probably for the next few years. They've got a young, talented team, young staff, and obviously we're young and talented, so we could potentially match up over here over the next few years several times.
All right. Well, no, the Sox are doing well, too, and that's why we brought them up in the Subway Series, but we've run out of time now.
Oh,
Kerry, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Cubs are 7-up, Sox are 5-up. It's still too early.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Kerry.
Thanks, Kerry.
You always ask him that question. You got to get it done.
Now, real quickly, back to the Jake Arrieta thing. I pat him on the back for saying no hometown discount. You know, because if he overperforms, does the team gonna give him even more money down the line? It's he's earned everything he's gotten.
Oh,
well, it's not like he was brought up by the Chicago Cubs.
Right. Right.
You know, there's one thing. If the organization trusted you, believed in you, and built you, that's when. Not that there's so much anymore, because his agent is going, Bubby, what is a hometown, really? What does that mean? Were you born there? Are you from the south side or the north side? Where are you from, Bub?
Right. That's what I'm sure what he's saying. Yeah. But and it's the same agent with Strasburg.
It's Scott Boras, who's the most prominent agent, really, in baseball.
And he just signed an extension, $200 million, seven years.
Steven Strasburg, 7 years, $175 million. Now, he has been with the Nationals his entire career, and it sort of was a back-and-forth love thing. Strasburg went through Tommy John surgery. This was sort of a sign of faith from the Nationals.
And it guarantees him money is what he's saying.
Yeah, in baseball, when you sign a deal, it's guaranteed money. It's not like football or...
radio.
Well, football, really.
Radio.
Yeah,
okay. So it's interesting. But
Bobby,
still,
please.
He's going to get paid, as Kerry said. Jake Arrieta will get paid, whether it's from the Cubs or from somebody else.
But you want
probably
him here. But you want him here.
Well over 200.
My agent does. Please take him. What is it? What is the fight for 15? Can we get $15 an hour for him? If we can, right. I still am going to take my 10%.
As long as you get him off your back.
Right, exactly. He calls me all day long.
And don't worry, it's like Arietta's playing for peanuts and making about $11 million this year.
11, so, okay, yeah. And then, yeah.
It'll be fine.
He'll be okay.
It's all going to be okay.
We just want to keep him here.